Let's talk to Lamar Houston, shall we?
Let's do it.
Raiders defensive end. He's flipped sides. He's lost weight, and he is now a pass rushing terror. Lamar, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, you are. Are you not a pass rushing terror now?
Yeah, but the flip weight, I lost weight. That's true. No, I think I'm doing a better job. I made some improvements, but I think we're doing a better job as a defensive line together.
Lamar, I got to ask you, after a couple weeks and, I saw you dancing with the up and three-point stance. And is there a preference that you like as far as get off? I noticed you playing around with the stance a few times. Do you have a preference?
I like to get off in the two-point stance. It's a little easier for me to see and, make decisions and reactions quicker. So I like the two-point better.
By the way, you can follow Lamar Houston. He's got one of the better Twitter names, @solo_dolo_9s, right? Is that correct?
Yep.
That is how you follow.
Solo, nine, okay.
Yeah, that's how you follow Lamar Houston. Do you like this role where you were a base end and then you flip sides, you're going up against a left tackle now, and you become a pass rusher, and those are the guys who make the big money. So do you like this new role?
Well, I'm enjoying it. It's fun to be able to play one of those key positions where you're affecting the quarterback and causing him to make different decisions and bring pressure towards him. So I'm enjoying the role. I think it's something that I'm getting acclimated to, and I'm improving every day. I'm just trying to work to get better.
One thing I will tell listeners out there, John, is the fact that I've watched Lamar not only in training camp, and we've had conversations at times. He is hungry to be better. And I appreciate that seeing out of a young guy, because all too often in this league, you see guys just complacent and they don't necessarily look. But Lamar comes over to a former offensive lineman, former offensive tackle, and says, "Hey, what do you think about this?" Or he asked me questions about the game. We've talked. I say that, Lamar, because I know that you were scheduled to go up against an All-Pro, but now it's a young, wet behind the ears, mile high city tackle in Clark. Are you just itching at the bit, brother? Can you wait till Monday night? Can you pacify until then?
To be honest, I can't wait because it's Monday night in Colorado. And I went to high school in Colorado Springs. But to be honest, we all know the man who runs the show is 18, and then that's what really matters, And if he doesn't want me to touch him, he'll try to find a way to keep it that way. So, that's the guy we really got to defeat. And, 75 is the guy that's just filling in the spot. And I'm sure that Peyton Manning has all type of protections and, disguise looks of the past to keep me from getting off the ball and whatnot. But, when that time comes, we'll work through that. But I'm pretty sure that he's going to be just as prepared as I am.
Lamar Houston, 99, good enough to join us here in the Wheelhouse. The Raiders, of course, Monday night will take on Peyton Manning and the Broncos. They're running the up-tempo. And like you said, it's at mile high. It's in the thin air. How do you slow him down?
Well, you just got to get stops. You got to make plays against Peyton Manning. You got to, get him off the spot in the pocket, make him uncomfortable, and getting him moving around. And, he's able to one of the very few quarterbacks who knows where and when he wants to go to the ball when the ball snaps. So that makes it a challenge for you to get him to stop and get him down to the second or third option from the drop. So, we're just going to work in our game plan to get him off his game and just try and play a fast and physical football game.
Lamar, fans like us have enjoyed the heart and the effort that has been put forth in just the two games. Can you speak as one of the defensive leaders? Just the mentality in the locker room, probably not projected a lot to do a lot, but, you guys decide to change people's minds and go out there and show that you can play real hard.
Well, there's a group of guys that Reggie and DA brought in that really love the game of football, and they understand that it takes a lot to prepare and play the best on Sunday, so they put in the work it takes to compete, and they also have the heart and passion for the game to play. So that's what it really comes down to, is guys that love the game, they put the extra work into the game, and then on Sunday you see that passion come out there on the field, and that's what it really is.
Hey, Lamar, it's talked about a lot that how tough it is with the elevation at Mile High. Link's had some trouble there. I got in a snowball fight. I don't know if you heard about that.
Why'd you have to bring that up?
Link got in a snowball fight with some fans one time. I don't know if that ever happened to you.
It's not a snowball fight when I'm throwing punches and they're throwing snowballs. It's just a fight.
By the way, do you know that story? Do you know the story?
No.
You got to give him the brief version of it, Link.
Oh, man. What year was that?
99.
1999. Yeah. We were playing Denver on a Monday night game. Did you see it?
How old were you at 99?
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, he was young.
Gosh. Oh, yeah. Probably wasn't watching Monday Night Football. Yeah, but I went up in the stands after being hit by a snowball.
You did? Yeah, Lamar, you were 12.
Yeah, I watched Monday Night Football, man.
So maybe
did you remember seeing that game, Lamar? Did you watch that? Yeah. Do you remember being
caught? I believe Jerry Rice there?
Was Jerry Rice with us in 99? I don't know if he was there at that one. We lost that game. I think when we had Jerry, we beat them the couple years that we had Jerry. So, yeah, the short story is I got hit with a snowball after the game. We went in overtime, and I had to go up in stands and confront the guy, and, of course, the rest is history. Anyways.
Confront the guy.
Yeah, that's how I put it. Yeah.
I think that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guy throws a snowball at me, I throw punches. Yeah.
But, the elevation, it's a challenge because, you know, the oxygen is a lot thinner up there, so your body has less oxygen in this red blood cell. So they're able to last longer with endurance. But I believe, you know, once you get in playing for a couple of series, it's really nothing. I mean, it's more on your body gets the day before, and then once you start playing, you adjust it faster, and, you know, by the time it's the second series of the game, third series of the game, you're fine. Unless unfortunate, you have some type of critical disease or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fair. So the fans, though, have never given you more grief than said because it's a big rivalry, the fans aren't any worse than any other stadium?
Well, you know, like I said, I'm from Colorado Springs, so I can't really tell. It's like a home game. I mean, there's a lot of people that come to the games that used to watch them play in high school. And, you know, sometimes I see my high school names in the stands and stuff like that. You know, I can't really tell.
Hey, well, the last one for me then. I got to ask you, since you're from Colorado Springs, what was your favorite team growing up?
Don't you say it. You better not say it.
The Raiders.
There you go. Smart man. See? See? There you go. I knew it. It's a trick question. You got to see how he's going to answer it. Absolutely. That's what I love.
It was the Cowboys. I grew up an Emmitt Smith fan. I was a running back. I used to want to be a running back. And, you know, when I was growing up, I was short, but I was stocky, so I thought I could be more like Emmitt Smith.
Nice.
Yeah, I grew that one a little bit. hey, real quick, Reggie McKenzie said yesterday that he would like to get guys, some of his young core, signed to long-term contracts. How amicable would you be to talk early before you become a free agent to stay a member of the Silver and Black?
You know, I would love it because I want to stay here with the Raiders. I love the history of the franchise, and I want to be one of those people who help rebuild that mystique of the Raiders and that prestige that skill holds. And I would love to be a Raider, and I would love to be a Raider for the rest of my career.
That's awesome. Lamar, thanks as always, man. Good luck on Monday night. We'll be watching you, and have a happy homecoming, and hopefully you guys come back with a win. Thanks a lot.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you.
You got it.
Thanks, brother. See you soon.
Lamar Houston, @Solo_Dolo_9S.